各位弟兄姐妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace be with you.
今天小弟很开心又能够来到教会跟大家一起分享。
Today I'm very happy to be here to share some of the topics with you.
在分享开始之前
Before we start,
我们先按照教会读经的进度。
We have to follow our Bible progress.
今天教会读经的进度是使徒行传。
Today our progress is Acts.
13章。
Chapter 13.
38到52节。
Verse 38 through 52.
所以请各位弟兄姐妹翻到《使徒行传》第十三章。
Please turn to page to Acts chapter 13.
38节。
Verse 38.
那我们就一起开口念哈。
Let's read together.
38节。
Verse 38.
所以弟兄们。你们当晓得赦罪的道是由这人传给你们的你们靠摩西的律法在一切不得称义的事上信靠这人就都得称义了所以你们务要小心免得先知书上所说的临到你们主说你们这轻慢的人要观看要惊奇要灭亡因为在你们的时候我行一件事虽有人告诉你们你们总是不信他们出会堂的时候众人请他们到下安息日再讲这话给他们听去散会以后犹太人和近且近犹太教的人多有跟从保罗巴拉巴的二人对他们讲道劝他们务要恒久在神的恩中到下安息日合成的人几乎都来聚集要听神的道但犹太人看见人这样多就满心嫉妒应驳保罗所说的话并且毁谤保罗和巴拉巴放胆说神的道先讲给你们原是应当的只因你们弃绝这道断定自己不配得永生我们就转向外邦人去因为主曾这样吩咐我们说我已经立你做外邦人的光叫你施行救恩直到地极外邦人听见这话就欢喜了赞美神的道凡预定得永生的人都信了于是主的道传遍了那一带地方但犹太人挑唆前进尊贵的妇女和城内有名望的人逼迫保罗巴拿巴将他们赶出境外二人对着众人跺下脚上的尘土就往以哥念去了门徒满心喜乐又被圣灵充满阿们好小弟今天要跟大家分享哦
Today we're gonna. I want to share.
亚撒黑之死。
The death of Asahel.
在忧事中学习警醒。
Learn to stay watchful in times of strength.
大家应该都知道这个犹大跟以色列。
Everybody knows Judah and the Israelites.
他们是互相对立，互相征战。
That they are in combat with each other.
一个是大卫家，一个是扫罗家。
What is David? What is Saul?
那在这个征战的时代啊
，in between these combats，
战士是最重要的。
The warriors are the most important。
所以我们时常说，时势造英雄啊。
So we can say that heroes are made during these times。
所以在像这种类似在征战的时代
，so during these combatant times，
你会读书
，if you can study，
你会音乐
，if you know music，
可能不是太重要
，you're not very important。
在战时的时候，就是要有武力能够打战的勇士最重要。
During war times, if you can fight, that is most important.
那我们今天要介绍的这个亚撒黑啊
，Today we're going to talk about Asahel.
他是一个骁勇善战的勇士。
He is a very brave warrior.
他是大卫的这边的勇士。
He's on the David side from a warrior.
所以在当时啊，亚撒黑就。大卫阵营来看是一个非常非常亮眼的一个星星啊。
During that time, Asahel was a very bright warrior at that time.
因为他 会打仗，跑得快。
He's very fast and he's very brave.
特别是大卫是蒙神祝福的王。
Especially David is blessed by God.
所以在这个很这个所有的这个环境看起来的时候
，during all the environments，
亚撒黑基本上就是一个指日可待，未来可以成为这个大卫王国一个很重要的一个人物。
At that time, it seems like Azahel is like the star of the future.
但是很可惜
，but it was ashamed.
亚撒黑却因为自己的一个追求荣耀。
But Azahel chased his own desires.
想要急功近利，立下大功。
That he wants to claim all the glory.
反而死在战场上。
That he died on the battlefield.
我们先跟大家很快的把这个经节读过一次。
Let's read the Bible verse.
我们请各位弟兄姐妹翻开撒母耳记下。
Please turn to 2 Samuel.
撒母耳记下第二章。
2 Samuel chapter 2.
撒母耳记下第二章。
2 Samuel chapter 2.
18节。
Verse 18.
在那里有希鲁雅的三个儿子约押亚比塞亚撒黑亚撒黑脚快如野鹿一般亚撒黑追赶亚尼尔直追赶他不偏左右亚尼尔回头说你是亚撒黑吗回答说是亚尼尔对他说你或转向左转向右拿住一个少年人剥去他的战衣亚撒黑却不肯转开不追赶他亚尼尔又对亚撒黑说你转开不追赶我吧我何必杀你呢若杀你有什么脸见你哥哥约押呢亚撒黑仍不可转开故此亚尼尔就用枪墩刺入他的肚腹甚至枪从背后透出亚撒黑就在那里扑倒而死众人赶到亚撒黑扑倒而死的地方就都站住阿们这边就大概很简单的叙述这个亚撒黑追赶亚尼尔，后来被亚尼尔用枪墩刺死的过程。
This is a brief description of when Absalom was chasing Abner and how he died in Abner's hands.
亚尼尔是谁？
Who is Abner?
亚尼尔是一个大将军啊。
Abner is a general.
他是扫罗阵营的大将军。
He's from Saul and he's a big general.
我们知道这个扫罗啊，基本上是一个非打战的，非常会打仗的国王。
We know that Saul is a very combatant king.
而且亚尼尔在陪在扫罗身边一个很长的一个时间。
That Abner has been by Saul's side for a very long time.
所以他基本上征战过无数的战役。
That they have countless battles together.
所以有很响亮的一个名声。
That he has a good reputation.
所以这个身为大卫阵营的这个亚撒黑，难道不知道亚尼尔这个人吗
？Doesn't Asahel know who Abner is?
我想他应该知道。
I'm pretty sure that he knows.
所以他看到这个亚尼尔落单的时候
，So when he saw Abner by himself,
他就想说哇，小说可以趁这个机会把这个。亚尼尔，不管是抓住还是把他杀死，就是立了一个大功。
He thinks there's a good opportunity to capture Abner by himself.
所以他在这个当下就决定了要追赶亚尼尔。
At that time, he decided to chase after Abner.
这个却也是铸成他的后来战死在沙场的一个很大的一个主因呢。
But what happened was that he ended up dying on the battlefield.
我们先来看这个，从这个故事可以让我们学习到几点哈。
What we can learn from this story?
其实基本上这个亚撒黑的死啊。
We can see that Asahel's death.
其实基本上他们在追赶之前，他们已经打了一场胜战。
When he was chasing Abner, they already won the battle.
我们时常说哈，这个做人啊，要给人留余地啊。
Sometimes that we can't force people to its fullest.
所以他们在池中互相征战互相打战后来这个扫罗阵营的这个 部队啊败下阵来。
So when they're in war, Saul was defeated.
所以这个亚尼尔啊就赶快跑掉。
So Abner was fleeing.
这时候这个亚撒黑他心里一定是这么想的。
So at that time, Asahel was thinking.
基本上他们那场战已经打赢了。
Even though we won the war.
但是他要怎样？他要把这个亚尼尔啊，再把他追，再把他抓到。
Well, he was thinking that he wants to capture Abner by himself.
这个实际上，他有没有想到说，哎，假如他追这个亚尼尔的话，会不会想到说？有可能会有不利的结果。
He didn't realize that when he was chasing Abner, that he's going to have bad consequences.
他或许连想都没想。
He didn't even really think about it.
他只想到说，把这个大将军呢，把他抓起来。
He just want to capture this general.
他认为他自己很有优势。
He feel like he was in very advantages.
一切都在他的掌握之中啊。
Everything was in his hands.
我们看这个，我们刚刚念过的经节哈。
Let's take a look at the Bible verse.
亚撒黑脚快如野鹿一般呐。
He was fast as a gazelle.
表示他跑得很快。
That means that he was very fast.
跑得很快是他的优势啊。
That is his advantage.
但是跑得很快是他的优势，是不是有时候会反而转到他的劣势呢
？Sometimes the advantage or the strength becomes your weakness.
我们看这个一节圣经。
Let's take a look at Bible verse.
第二十三节。
Verse 23.
亚撒黑仍不可转开，故此亚尼尔就用枪墩刺入他的肚腹，甚至枪从背后透出。亚撒黑就在那里扑倒而死，众人赶到亚撒黑扑倒而死的地方，就都站住。这个，他这边写到说，众人赶到亚撒黑扑倒而死的地方，就都站住。
So it says that it came as many places where Asahel fell down and died and stood still.
表示什么
？What does that represent？
表示他跑太快了。
That means that he ran too fast.
跑到只有他一个人在追亚尼尔。
Means that he was chasing Abner by himself.
这个没有人在他旁边了。
There's nobody around him.
他觉得他自己就可以。
He feel like he can do it by himself.
其实基本上这个跟我们圣经神要我们要我们在服事圣工上面的这个教诲啊是不太一样的。
This is different from what God wants us to do during God's work.
因为任何事情、任何战争还是任何的圣工
，anytime we do our battles or do God's work，
都需要一起来完成。
That we need a team around us to do it together。
我们请翻开哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians。
哥林多前书第三章。
1 Corinthians chapter 3。
哥林多前书第三章第九节
，verse nine，
第九节，因为我们是与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。阿门。这边有讲到神是要我们同工啊。
It says here that God wants to follow workers。
我们时常说，哎，这个有时候我们在做圣工的时候
，sometimes when we're doing God's work。
或许这个负责人问我们说：“哎，这个麻烦某某弟兄吼，跟另外一位弟兄或姐妹来配合一起完成这个工作。”
Sometimes the organizer say, "Brothers and sisters, please work together."
但是呢，我们有时候会觉得说：“哇，这个工作啊，要跟这个弟兄姐妹配合啊。”
We would think to ourselves, "Why do we need to work with them?"
我看我自己完成吼，可能会比较容易，比较快。
Sometimes I feel if I can work by myself, it would be a lot faster.
假如我要跟他一起合作，可能要花一天啊。
But if I work with him, I have to spend more time.
但是假如说我自己来做的话，可能半天就结束了。
But if I work by myself, I can do it in half the time.
所以我看我们还是我来做就好了。
It feels like I can do it by myself.
真的是这样子吗？
Is it really like this?
我们再看一节圣经。
Let's take a look at Bible verse.
我们看看、翻开以弗所书
Ephesians
第四章
Chapter 4
第四章第十六节
Chapter 4 verse 16
第十六节全身都靠他联络得合适百节各按其各按各职照着个体的功用彼此相助便叫身体渐渐增长在爱中建立自己阿们我们知道教会就是一个肢体、啊、
We know that church is a big entity
铁定不是一个人
It's not one person.
我们时常说，英雄主义就是一个人就可以，做很多事情。
We know that heroism is that one person can do a lot of things.
很多事情就是他就可以搞定了。
Feels like one person can do it all.
这个是所谓的英雄主义啊。
That's what heroism is.
但是，圣经跟我们的教训
，What the Bible wants to teach us is.
是要我们跟同工一起合作把事情完成
That we need to collaborate with each other
没有一个人是万能的
Nobody is multitasking
没有一个人是能够所有事情都可以扛在身上的
No one person can do it all
所以亚撒黑他在这个追赶这个亚尼尔的过程当中
During when Absalom is chasing Abner
他到后来，他忘记了他自己是在追赶。
He forgot that he was chasing him.
因为圣经上面写他跟鹿跑的一样快。
He said that he was as fast as a gazelle.
这是他的优势。
That's his advantage.
这是他的天赋。
That's his blessing.
这是神给他的特异的功能。
That's what God has given him.
但是在这个追赶的过程当中，却让他陷于他没有想到的一个危险。
But during this chase, he forgot that he was in danger.
就像我们刚刚所举例的，在做圣工的时候
，just like the example when we're doing God's work.
当你把所有的事情都揽在身上，觉得其他人的帮忙都是对你来讲都是一个负担的时候
，so when we think we put all the responsibilities that everything else doesn't matter.
你的这个圣工会。真的成功吗
？Will this God's work really success? Will be successful?
会真的圆满吗
？Will it be perfect?
可能会产生你自己在觉得没有问题的时候，发生你意想不到的结果。
Maybe when you during this process, there's a lot of things that you have overlooked.
我们中国时常说三个臭皮匠胜过一个诸葛亮。
We already know that two heads are better than one.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为人多，他可以思考，他可以处理的地方更多。
We can think about process with more people and talk about it.
啊，圣经里面也教导我们。
Even in the Bible, it teaches this.
各个弟兄姐妹就好像是一个教会的肢体一样。
All the brothers and sisters are entity of the church.
就是为了这个肢体去付出。
And to give to this entity.
依照自己的能力。去奉献给神
Based on our ability to give back to God
所以当一件事情你觉得说诶你可以做得很快
When we feel like something we can do very fast
但是我们就一起跟弟兄姐妹一起来把这事情完成
That we can do it with other brothers and sisters
啊可以在做圣工当中可以互相成长
That during God's work we can grow together
这好像就是说诶我们一个肢体，当一个强壮的肢体，就可以帮助一个比较虚弱的肢体。
That one body will be able to help the other.
啊，当你过了一段时间，你衰弱的时候，就由其他的弟兄姐妹来帮助你。
During some time when you feel weak, you have other people to pull you out.
眼睛有眼睛的功能。
Eyes have their prior.
手有手的功能。
Hands have their job.
教会的事工，千。千万种，非常的多。
There's many work that needs to be done.
你会整修，就负责整修的工作。
If you can fix something, then you can do that job.
你会财务，就负责财务的工作。
If you can do accounting, then you be accountant.
对，啊，就各司其职。
That everybody do their job.
所以这个亚撒黑啊，他很会跑。
SL is very fast.
但是会跑怎么样？
But what does that do?
会跑不一定会打仗啊。
If you fast, doesn't mean that you can fight.
他或许也很厉害。
Maybe he is very good.
但是他或许跑得比这个亚尼尔还要快。
Maybe he's faster than Abner.
但是追到的时候，肉搏战的时候，他不一定就比亚尼尔厉害了。
If it's a solo combat, maybe he's not as good as Abner.
哦，因为我们知道亚尼尔是大元帅啊。
We know that Abner is a big general.
他经历过几百场的征战。
He has many hundreds of battles under him.
亚沙雷他只是一个刚冒出头一个年轻的一个战士而已。
Ashel is a very young warrior.
在经验上面
，On the Bible,
一定是比不上亚尼尔。
That it can't be comprehend with Abner.
所以我们看他在追赶的过程中，他速度太快了。
So during this, we can see that Abigail is too fast.
快到怎么样？快到这个亚尼尔，他用枪蹲啊。去碰他。
We can see that Abner just used the butt of the spear.
那枪墩通常是在所有的在那个武器里面最不利的地方。
We can see that it's the safest part of the weapon.
所以其实让亚尼尔他并没有要取亚沙哈耶的性命。
He didn't want to kill Asahel.
因为他有点类似，就是有点类似我们步枪嘛，哈，用那个后面的枪托去刺他而已，不是拿那个刺刀去刺他。
He didn't use the tip of the spear; he used the butt of the spear to poke him.
但是我们看到圣经的描述
，But we can see as it described on the Bible.
他因为太快了，他就算拿枪墩去刺他，他一样穿过他的胸膛。
But Asahel was so fast that the butt of the spear went through him.
这个是亚撒黑有想到的吗？
Asahel really didn't think about this.
我想他并没有想到。
He didn't really think about this.
另外一个可以让我们学习的地方。
Next thing that we want to learn from is,
他是大卫的勇士。
He belongs to David.
大卫一样是一个非常会打仗的国王。
David is also a very valiant king.
但是即便大卫他那么会打仗，
Even though David is a very good king,
他跟亚撒黑最大的不同在哪里？
What is the biggest difference between him and Asahel?
因为他会求告神。
That he will pray to God.
我们时常说，哎，什么事情要求告神？
What do we need to pray to God for?
假如说一些不重要的事情要求告神吗？
Even something that's not important?
还是要很大的事情才要求告神？
Or something that's very important?
我们先翻一节圣经哈。
That's Turn our Bibles.
我们看这个撒母耳记上。
First Samuel.
撒母耳记上第23章。
First Samuel chapter 23.
撒母耳记上23章第一节。
Verse 1.
有人告诉大卫说，非利士人攻击基伊拉，抢夺禾场，所以大卫求问耶和华说：“我去攻打那些非利士人，可以不可以？”耶和华对大卫说：“你可以去攻打非利士人，拯救基伊拉。”好，然后我们再看第四节
，verse four。
大卫又求问耶和华，耶和华回答说：“你起身下基伊拉去，我必将非利士人交在你手里。”这边我们刚所念的经节是大卫求问神，看是不是可以去攻打基伊拉。
From here we can see that David asked God to see if he can invade Keilah.
同样一件事情他问两次。
Same thing he prayed twice.
为什么？
Why?
因为他认为他虽然很会打仗，
Even though that he is a great warrior,
他还是要问神，
that he still needs to ask God's permission.
因为他认为神可以给他依靠，
that he can rely on God.
他不会说因为神已经说过一次就自作主张。
He didn't think that God only said it once and he made up his own mind.
就 攻打基拉这件事情，我们刚刚所念的这个经节，他问了两次。
For to attack Keilah, he asked twice.
好，所以他是会求问神的王。
He is a king that prays to the Lord.
我们再看另外一节圣经哈。
Let's take a look at another Bible verse.
撒母耳记上第三十章。
First Samuel chapter 30.
撒母耳记上第三十章
First Samuel chapter 30
第八节
Verse 8
大卫求问耶和华说我追赶敌军追得上追不上呢耶和华说你可以追必追得上都救得回来阿们这个大卫的家人被掳走了、
David's family was captured
他悲痛欲绝
That he was very sad
跟他在一起所有的勇士都在责怪大卫
All the warriors are blaming David
都在埋怨神
And they were blaming God
为什么让他遭遇到这个所有的妇女小孩都被掳走
That why his family was captured
在这种时间在这个时刻
At this time
大卫却是跪下来求问神
David kneeled and prayed
而不是跟在他旁边的这些勇士去埋怨神
That he didn't start complaining with his soldiers
他求问神说神可不可以追得上
He asked if they should pursue these troops
神跟他说你可以追得上而且都救得回来
He says that you should overtake them and without fail recover all
他没有跟其他人一样就像无头苍蝇一样就冲出去了、哦、就要去追赶这个亚玛力人
He didn't just take off and try to chase down the troop
他没有急于报复
That he didn't want to seek revenge
而是他跪下来求问神
He kneeled and asked God
求问神说我下一步该怎么做
What should I do next
所以这边只是很简单的举了两个例子
These are two very simple examples
告诉我们说，很多事情我们在遇到疑问、遇到困难的时候
，A lot of times when we have questions or when we are faced with problems，
是跪下来求问神
，That we should kneel and pray，
而不是像亚撒黑一样
，Not like Asahel，
他觉得他没有问题啊
，He feel like he can do it，
他觉得他假如说能够把这个亚尼尔抓到，他就能够名扬利万了。
That he can claim all the credits for capturing Abner.
他觉得他自己没有问题。
He thinks that he can do it by himself.
通常自己觉得越没有问题的时候
，Even when you're very confident,
问题就越大。
Then the problem gets bigger.
为什么？因为你已经没有在靠神了。
That you don't rely on the Lord.
他用自己的血气，用自己的意志力去做他想要做的事情。
You only use your self-will to do whatever you want.
他跟大卫不一样。
That's the difference between Asahel and David.
因为大卫总知道在什么时候赶快跪下来求神能够指引他的道路。
David knew when to kneel pray to ask God what to do.
这个亚撒黑他并没有想到。
Asahel didn't think about this.
我们看箴言第十二章。箴言第十二章第十五节
Proverbs chapter 12 verse 15
第十五节
Chapter 15 verse 15
愚妄人所行的在自己眼中看为正直为智慧人肯听人的劝教阿们这个亚撒黑在追赶亚尼尔的时候
，During his chase of Abner，
亚尼尔有跟他说什么吗
？Abner did say anything to Asahel？
我们再翻回撒母耳记下。
Let's turn to Second Samuel。
撒母耳记下第二章
，Verse Chapter 2。
第二十一节
，Verse 21。
亚尼尔对他说：“你或转向左，转向右， 拿住一个少年人，剥去他的战衣，亚撒黑却不可转开，不追赶他。二十二节，亚尼尔又对亚撒黑说：“你转开，不追赶我吧，我何必杀你呢？若杀你，有什么脸见你哥哥约押呢？”二十三节，亚撒黑仍不可转开。这个在这过程当中，在这个亚撒黑追赶亚尼尔的过程当中。
During this chase of Asahel of Abner,
其实这个亚撒黑跟亚尼尔他有互相的一个对话。
There was a conversation between these two.
亚尼尔说真的，他不想要杀这个亚撒黑啊。
Abner said he doesn't want to kill Asahel.
所以他说，你现在是一个人在追我。
Now you're one person chasing me.
你假如说想要杀到我。拿回去立功，你可以，哦，就是如刚刚我们所念的，就是拿出一个少年，剥去他的衣裳，假装是哎抓到了这个亚尼尔。
He wants to take the credit for taking Abner back and capture him.
你也可以回去跟大卫王邀功。
And you can also take this back to the king King David.
也能够得到你所想要的。
That you also get what you want.
哦，这是第一次这个亚尼尔给亚撒黑的一个建议。
This is what Abner suggests Asahel.
但是这个亚撒黑不停，继续追。
Asahel keep chasing.
那亚尼尔又对亚撒黑说：“你转快，不要追我吧，我何必杀你呢？若杀你，我有什么脸见你哥哥约押呢？”
Abner says, "Go chase someone else. I don't want to kill you. You're Joab's brother. How could I face him if I did?"
那时候约押是这个大卫阵营的大元帅啊。
Joab is the big general.
他的地位大概相当于这个亚尼尔在这个扫罗阵营的这个地位啊。
His status is equivalent to Abner.
所以基本上一个大元帅把敌人的这个弟弟还是比较小的这个兵把他杀掉啊。说真的，对这个对敌方阵营是比较就觉得比较不礼貌了哦。
So a big general kills a lower ranked soldier, they feel like that's not what they want to do.
因为通常两个阵营在打战的时候，他一定是会派出不管是实力还是地位相当人来互相比赛。
Usually when they fight, they will bring their two generals or two soldiers that are of equal status.
而不是感觉上是哎。那个你身经百战的一个将军，既然把这个少年把他打败了
，Not like big general attacking a regular soldier。
所以这个亚尼尔已经有提醒他了，我是可以把你杀死的。
I'm not warned that I can kill you。
因为在战场身经百战的沙场老将，他一看就知道他不是他的对手。
Abner knew that Absalom is not his opponent.
但是亚撒黑却也没有听。
Absalom didn't listen.
所以这个其实让我们就想到说，哎，我们在执意做一件事情的时候，是不是太坚持己见
？Sometimes we think to ourselves, are we too stubborn when we're doing something?
当我们设定一个目标，勇往直前，不偏不倚，哎，这个听起来是真的蛮不错的。
When we set a goal, we set a target, and we don't change direction, it sounds pretty good.
圣经上面讲说，他不偏左，也不偏右。
Is on the in the Bible it says he doesn't go left or right.
所以他可见他有多么大的一个决心啊。
That he was very determined to do this.
但是这个有时候反而会被自己造成自己的固执，而造成自己不好的后果。
Sometimes the stubbornness will cause bad consequences.
有没有想到说，哎，来自于外界的声音在跟我们讲，是不是我们应该要做一些修正
？Sometimes if we hear other people's warning us, maybe we should make our corrections.
我们时常说我们要自己这个检讨自己。
Sometimes we need self-reflection.
每次在祷告的时候问神说，哎，我们今天有做了什么样的事情？借由这个祷告。让自己的这个所做所行的事，看是不是有要修正的地方。
Every time we pray, we self-reflect to see if we need to fix something and see if there's other better ways to handle what we need to do today.
或者是这个长职负责人跟我们提醒说，哎，你这个事情应该要怎么做会比较好，而不是说坚持你的意见。
Or brothers or sisters or organizers tell us that we need to correct yourself and just and don't think that I'm doing the right thing.
我们时常说哈，这个安静下来才能够听教，才能够听见那个微小的声音呢。
Sometimes we need peace and quiet to listen to the smallest voice.
亚撒耶他那时候他没有停下来，再想想看到底他这样追下去会不会是一个很好的一个结果。
SL didn't stop and realize after if he keep on chasing, will it have a good or bad consequence?
他有没有放慢他的脚步去想想看。
He didn't slow down to reflect.
所以有时候哈，这个优势反而成为自己的劣势啊。
Sometimes our strength become our weakness.
我在想说，假如说是我去跑的话，应该很多时间可以想，因为跑得比较慢。
Sometimes I realize that feel like if I go chase Abner, I have a lot to think because I'm very slow.
对，说不定你根本也追不上亚尼尔，因为这个速度跑太慢了。
Sometimes I feel like I can't catch Abner because I'm very slow.
所以这个就是让我们想到说，哎，这个当我们听到声音的时候，我们是不是应该静下来想一想，到底我们应该要怎么做？
Sometimes we hear a voice, we need to slow down and be in peace and to think about what do we need to do next.
特别是这边这个亚尼尔有提醒他两次。
Especially Abner warned him two times.
就好像我们在教会还是在做事的时候，有很多人来提醒我们，哎，这样应该要怎么做啊？这样要怎么做
？Sometimes a lot of people tell us, oh, you need to do this and remind us we need to do that.
当然不是说别人说的就一定是对。
It's not like what other people say is right.
但是我们可以静下心来，好好的想说，哎，他说的有没有道理
？We can take it slow and to think what other people say is a logic.
静下来，求告神说，我这样做对吗
？And pray to God to see if this is what I'm doing is right.
但是亚撒他这两次他都没有理会。
Absalom didn't recognize these two warnings.
所以造成说他后来死在这个枪墩下的后果。
That he died in the butt of the spear.
所以我们时常说很多事情我们在做，或许是非常重要的事情。
Sometimes we do, it feels like it's very important.
或许是不是那么重要的事情。
Or something that's not very important.
还是说根本就不是一回事。
Or that's very irrelevant.
但是神。他希望我们所有的事情都能够求问他。
A lot of things that we need to pray to God and ask Him for direction.
假如说神是这样的希望，啊，我们很轻松啊，什么事都问他就好了。
It feels like it's very easy because everything we just ask God.
因为神是我们的最好的朋友。
God is our best friend.
什么事情都交给他。
We rely everything on God.
我觉得这个是很重要的。
I feel like that's something that's very important.
特别是在这个目前这个非常这个混乱的一个时代啊。
Especially in this very chaotic world that we live in.
很多事情就不知道它是真的还是假的。
That we have doesn't mix between reality and fake news.
很多人被诈骗。
A lot of people get scammed.
这个是。在这个过去我们在可能之前很少遇到的，但这可能现在目前就常常遇到。
Before it was a rare occurrence, but now it's getting more frequent.
我们不知道什么是真的，是什么是假的。
We don't know what's real and what's not.
我们很容易被迷惑。
Sometimes we get mesmerized by these things.
所以我们更要求告神。
That we have to pray to God even more.
我们再翻一节圣经，我们翻诗篇147篇。
Psalms，
诗篇一百四十七篇。
147，Chapter 147。
诗篇一百四十七篇第十节。
Psalms chapter 147, verse 10.
他不喜悦马的力大，不爱人的腿快。耶和华喜爱敬畏他和盼望他慈爱的人。阿们。哦，诗篇跟我们分享， 他不喜欢马的力大。
He does not delight the strength of the horse.
不喜爱人的腿快。
He takes no pleasure in the legs of a man.
哎，这个马的力量很大，这是马的优势啊。
Horses are very strong. That's his strength.
人腿快，哎，这个也是优势啊。
People run fast. That's also his strength.
啊，这边为什么说不喜欢啊？
Why does it say he doesn't like?
因为耶和华喜爱敬畏他和盼望他慈爱的人。
What he likes is he likes those who take good in God.
我们会觉得神不喜欢我们问他吗？
A lot of times we feel like God doesn't want us to ask him anything.
从最小的事情到最重要的事情。
From the smallest things to the most important things.
就像以前小孩子的时候是这样，哎，爸爸，请问这个是什么？妈妈，那个是什么？
Just like when we ask our parents when we're little, what is this?
就是感觉上有被需要的感觉。
We feel like we're needed.
那我们假如很多事情都问神的话，
If we ask everything of God,
神就会觉得哇，这个弟兄，这个姐妹很需要我。
It feels like the brother or sister very needs me very much.
需要神的爱。
Needs God's love.
就会那种感觉啊。
That he'll have this feeling.
但是小孩子长大后应该通常都不太会问嘛，哦。
So when kids grow up, they probably don't ask their parents as much.
假如说小孩已经大学了，还问你说，哎，妈妈明天要吃什么？
So when kids are in college, you ask, hey mom, what's for dinner tomorrow?
你可能会觉得说，哈，吃什么你还要问我吗？
They will feel like, what are you still asking me about this?
那我们是想说，哎，我们会不会像小孩子一样问神说，哎，神啊，明天我要吃什么比较好？
Will we be like that and ask God what we're going to eat tomorrow?
感觉上就好像在跟神这个撒娇啦。
It feels like we're having fun with God.
这个关系跟平常都不问啊，等到大事才来问，哎，这感觉不太一样啊。
We don't ask about anything. We only ask when things get really serious.
因为大小事情都求问神。
If all the things are important or not, we should ask God.
因为我们把神放在心里
，that we have God in our hearts，
不然你不会问他
，or you wouldn't ask him。
所以这边讲说，神喜爱敬畏他跟盼望他慈爱的人。
So God says He likes those who ask Him and desire Him。
所以我们不要怕问神。
So don't be afraid to ask God。
神会觉得很烦吗
？God, will He feel very annoyed?
你只要问人的话，可能会觉得那个被你问的人可能很烦。
If you ask a person, maybe he'll feel annoyed.
哦，早也问，晚也问。
They ask very frequently.
有时候半夜起来还问一下，哇。
Even ask in the middle of the night.
但是神，他随时随地你都可以问。
And God will answer you whenever, wherever.
因为神是一个灵，他无所不在。
God is omnipresent.
所以这个就再次提醒我们，就我们在有优势的这个过程当中，我们一定要警醒。
Sometimes when we're in advantageous point, we have to remind ourselves.
很多事情视为理所当然。
Sometimes we take things for granted.
你觉得没有问题。
We feel like it's no problem.
但是却可能发生出人意外的结果。
But sometimes things are very unpredictable.
不是出人意外的平安，是出人意外的结果。哎，可能不是自己所想要的。
It's not what we thought the outcome would be.
所以今天小弟跟大家分享这个亚撒黑这个的死亡啊。
Today we will share the death of Asahel.
让我们能够说，哎，能够很多事情在我们认为有把握的时候
，and sometimes that we are very certain of something，
反而更要警醒
，that we have to be very vigilant，
要求告神
，that we have to pray to God。
而且很多事情自己在做的，假如说有人有意见的时候，能够反省自己。
Sometimes when we're doing things, when other people give us comments, we have to reflect on what he or she says.
这样的话，我们就能够在奔跑神的天国道路上。
So we can walk the path that God has given us.
能够很顺利的一直往前跑。
That we can move forward.
这是小弟跟大家一起分享的今天的经节。
Today, we want to share this with everybody.